Making dull samples sparkle with saturation. Intermediate edition. In Ableton Live for drum and bass, let's turn mel loops and basses into stuff that feels expensive, forward, and loud in the mix without just blasting the fader and calling it a day. Before we touch any distortion device, I want you to lock in one idea. Saturation is level dependent. If your input level is random, your results will be random. So we're going to build two repeatable chains, but they only behave predictably if we gain stage. Open up a project with a dull break loop and a reese or rolling bass. If you don't have those handy, grab any dusty drum loop and any bass patch that feels a bit flat on smaller speakers. Part 1. Gain staging, the unsexy secret. On the break track, put a utility first. This is your input trim. Aim for about -12 to -6 dB peak going into the saturation stage, especially for drums. You're not trying to make it quiet, you're trying to make it consistent. Now plan your level matching. After your saturation chain, we'll use another utility to match the output level back to the original. This is crucial because saturation almost always increases perceived loudness, and louder tricks your brain into thinking it's better. Quick habit. Toggle the device chain on and off while the level stays the same. If it only sounds better because it's louder, it's not better yet. Part 2. The break sparkle chain. Goal here is crispness and forward mid-punch, with controlled harshness. Think the break steps toward you, not the break turns into sandpaper. Step 1. Optional but powerful cleanup EQ before saturation. EQ 8 at the very front of the chain. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. You usually don't hear that stuff, but your saturator definitely hears it, and it will happily distort it into ugly low-end garbage. If the loop feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 500 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB, with a fairly wide Q around 1.2. This keeps the saturator from hugging the muddy part of the sample. Step 2. Add shine with saturator. Soft clip style. Drop in Ableton's saturator after the EQ. Set the mode to analog clip. This is a classic DNB drum choice, because it adds harmonics and tightens peaks without immediately sounding like obvious distortion. Start with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then pull the output down to level match, often -2 to -6 dB depending on how hard you drove it. Now open the extra controls. Turn DC filter on. Turn color on. This is where we can add sparkle in a controlled way. Set the color base around 2.5 to 4 kHz and depth around 10 to 30%. Here's what you're listening for, a break that reads more clearly in the 2 to 8 kHz zone, especially on small speakers, without getting that brittle. Spaff is around 10 to 12 kHz. Presence, not pain. Quick coaching move. Drop a spectrum device after the saturation chain. Watch what happens when you add drive. You want to see a smooth rise in harmonics, not a tall, skinny spike way up top. If you see that spike around 9 to 12K, that's your warning sign that you're manufacturing harshness, not useful detail. Step 3. Add punch and density with drum bus, lightly. After saturator, add drum bus. This is the break comes alive device, but it can also wreck fast transients if you overdo it. Start with drive around 5 to 15%, crunch at 0 to 10%, and honestly, keep crunch very conservative for jungle and DNB unless you specifically want that smash texture. Boom. Either off, or very low. Boom can smear fast kicks if you're not careful. Now the magic knob. Transient. Push it somewhere between +5 and +20. This helps bring the break forward even if the saturation is flattening things a bit. If your hats start getting brittle, use damp. Set damp somewhere like 5 to 20 kHz. Lower damp means it darkens the top earlier, which can remove that glassy edge. Step 4. Parallel saturation for control. This is where intermediate producers start sounding like they know what they're doing. Instead of forcing the entire break through heavy distortion, we blend distortion underneath the dry signal. Select your saturator and drum bus. Group them into an Audino effect rack. Create two chains. One chain is dry with no effects. The other chain is saturated with your chain. Set the dry chain at 0 dB. Set the saturated chain around -12 dB to start. Then slowly bring it up until you feel the break light up. Your target is, if you mute the saturated chain, you miss it. But if you solo it, it sounds kind of ugly. That's normal. Parallel layers often sound nasty alone, and perfect in context. Step 5. Top only sparkle if the low end gets messy. If you notice the saturation makes the loop's body cloudy, we can push the highs into the saturator more than the lows. One simple trick. Before the saturator, insert multiband dynamics and use it to emphasize just the high band into the nonlinear stage. Set the crossover so the high band starts around 3 to 4kHz, then raise the high band output by 1 to 3 dB. You're basically feeding the saturator more high-end information so it generates harmonics up top, while the low end stays calmer. Optional pro move, and this is a big one. Pre-emphasis and de-emphasis. Put an EQ8 before saturation and gently boost the area you want to excite. For example, boost 3.5kHz by about 2 dB with a wide Q. Then after saturation, add another EQ8 and cut that same area back down by roughly the same amount. What happens is you don't end up with a brighter final EQ curve, but you do end up with extra harmonics created in that region. It's like harmonic EQ. Super clean, super effective, and while we're here, do a quick mono check. Put a utility after your drum chain and set width to 0% for a second. If your sparkle vanishes in mono, your shine was probably stereo artifacts. Better to add harmonics that survive mono than rely on width tricks. Part 3. Bass presence chain for reese and rolling bass. Goal here is simple. Make the bass audible on small speakers without destroying the sub weight. Most people ruin bass with saturation because they saturate the full range signal, including the sub. We're not doing that. Step 1. Split sub and mids. Best option. Use two tracks. One clean sub, like sine or triangle. One mid-bass layer for the reese character. If you want it on one track, use an auto-no effect rack with two chains. On the sub chain, EQ8 low pass around 120 Hz. On the mid chain, EQ8 high pass around 120 Hz. Now you have a clean sub lane and a character lane. Saturate the mid. Keep the sub mostly clean. Step 2. Saturate the mid-bass with pedal or overdrive. Pedal is a cheat code for DNB mids. On the MID chain, add pedal. Try OD mode or distortion mode. Start drive at about 10 to 25%. Set tone around 40 to 60%. Higher tone equals brighter bite. Then level match the output. If you want something more talky, use overdrive instead. Set the frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 2 kHz. Basically where you want the bite to live. Drive around 10 to 35%. Adjust tone until it cuts but doesn't fizz. Set dynamics around 20 to 50% so it doesn't completely flatten. Teacher note, if you find yourself cranking drive just to get brightness, pause. Instead, back drive down and change where the harmonics happen. Use saturator color bass, overdrive frequency, pedal tone, or even a gentle pre-EQ tilt into the distortion. Same energy, way less harshness. Step 3. Control the low mid chaos after saturation. After your distortion on the MID chain, add EQ8. If it gets cloudy, dip 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets painful, do a narrow dip around 2.5 to 5kHz by 1 to 3 dB. If the harmonics feel a little jumpy, add glue compressor after that. Just on the MID chain, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not slamming it. We're just making the harmonic layer feel locked in. Step 4. Protect the sub. On the sub chain, keep it clean. If you absolutely need a little density, you can add a saturator with drive 1 to 2 dB and soft clip, but be disciplined. Hard rule. If your sub starts sounding like a square wave on a big system, you went too far. DNB needs sub that stays round and confident. Part 4. Use saturation like an arrangement tool. Saturation isn't just a set and forget effect. In drum and bass, energy is arrangement, so automate it. In the intro, keep breaks cleaner, less drive, less parallel. You're teasing the energy. At the drop, automate a small bump, plus 1 to plus 3 dB of saturator drive, or push the parallel chain up by 2 to 4 dB. In the second half of the drop, add a touch more crunch on hats or tops to lift intensity without rewriting the whole drum pattern. And right before the drop, do a quick overcook moment, like a super short bump on the parallel chain for 200 to 500 milliseconds, then snap back clean on the downbeat. It's a classic hype trick. Part 5. Common mistakes to avoid. First, not level matching. This is the biggest one. If you don't match levels, you're judging loudness, not tone. Second, saturating full range bass. Bleach your sub and mids. Third, confusing fizz for sparkle. If it's brittle, reduce drive, use drum bus damp, or add a gentle shelf cut after distortion. Another option is a tiny anti-fizz limiter right after distortion. Set a limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.5 dB and only let it shave half a dB to 1.5 dB on harsh peaks. Not for loudness, just to catch spitty moments. Fourth, flattening transients. If your snare or break loses impact, you're probably clipping too early. Lower input into the saturator use parallel, or add a small drum bus transient boost before distortion so the attack survives the non-linear stage. Fifth, stacking saturators with no purpose. Multiple stages can be amazing, but each stage needs a job. For example, stage 1 clips peaks gently, stage 2 adds tone. Actually, let's make that a quick advanced variation you can try if you're feeling confident. 2-stage saturation, clip then color. Stage 1. Saturator on analog clip, soft clip on, drive 1 to 3 dB. This is peak control, tightening. Stage 2. Overdrive or pedal with conservative drive, tuned for character. It tends to sound more three-dimensional than one device doing everything. Mini practice exercise, 10 to 15 minutes. Pick a dull break loop. Build a break sparkle rack with a dry chain and a saturated chain that goes EQ8, saturator, drum bus. Set saturator drive around 4 dB. Drum bus transient around plus 10. Blend the saturated chain in until the break feels closer and brighter, but not obviously distorted. Now automate the saturated chain volume. In the intro, keep it off. In the build, fade it up to around minus 12 dB. At the drop, push it to around minus 6 dB. Bounce an 8-bar loop with the rack off and on, and match peak level within about half a dB. Then compare at low listening volume. If the on version still feels clearer and more expensive at low volume, you nailed it. Recap to lock it in. Saturation adds harmonics that help drums and bass cut through density NB mixes. Gain staging and level matching are non-negotiable. For breaks, saturator into drum bus, often blended in parallel, is a fast route to sparkle and punch. For bass, split sub and mids, saturate mids for presence and keep the sub clean and solid, and automate saturation as an energy lane across your arrangement. If you tell me what you're saturating, like a clean modern break, a crunchy jungle loop, a snare one shot, or a reese, and what vibe you're going for, like liquid, rollers, jump up, or jungle, I can suggest a specific sparkle toolkit rack mapping with exact macro ranges.